And it's just about 10 minutes after the hour and time for our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by Iad Insurance with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And I'm proud to announce and welcome our Athlete of the Week, Bryce Randolph from Clinton High School football. And Bryce, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you for having me.
Well, having a pretty good season here as still in the playoffs. And tell us about, you know, you played Monroe, St. Mary Catholic Central the first part of the season, and wasn't a very good game.
No.
The second time around made all the difference.
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the season we had like three seniors, two-way starters that were out on injury, and we had a bunch of our teams that were young this year, so we just, that was our week one, we just came out the gate and just didn't get the job done the first time, but we've grown and our team has gotten better since then, and we've got all of our guys back and we just performed at the highest level.
Well, this last week, you know, you're a two-way player, you play defense, and defense was really your strong point this last week, and holding Monroe to only 14 points in that game.
Yep.
So tell us about that. What did you do different this time than you did the last time?
We just had different personnel. I mean, I just did my job, but we had different like schemes to our defensive front, and I just did my job, so everybody else in the team has their individual job. I just have to trust that all 10 other players are going to do their individual job, and we just reduce the game and just stop them.
Well, that's become a bit of a rivalry, the Monroe-St. Mary's. You played them in the regular season. Yep. I think that's been going on for a few years.
Yeah,
you've had a home-and-home with them back-to-back for years now, and it's becoming quite a rivalry, and it's somebody that obviously you knew could be a district opponent late in the year.
Yeah, I think I've played them five times in my high school career so far, and that's a team we won in our district finals, so we played out pretty well.
And you played them in Monroe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was even doubly better that you got the win.
Yeah, especially after losing there last year, it felt great.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce, you do play both ways. Tell us a little bit about do you like offense or defense a little bit better, or you just want to be on the field as much as you can be on the field?
I definitely want to be in the field as much as I can, but I think defense definitely holds a strong place in my heart. I just like to come downhill and fill that gap and hit people.
Now your dad, he obviously the head coach, but does your dad do more of the offense or the defense?
He kind of hands it off to our offensive defense coordinators, but, you know, that's like Coach Staten, Coach Kingsley, they kind of take care of that, but he jumps around where he needs to and where he needs help, but he's definitely hands it off to assistant coaches.
Well, I assume you're a captain, probably.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about your role as a captain and what you think you bring to the team as in a leadership role.
You know, I think I've been in that role with these guys since I was in Pee Wee football. I feel like we all look to each other, and we all respect each other. So, you know, sometimes hard things need to be said. You know, they're not always gonna be happy, but at the end of the day, like, we're not all best friends because, you know, we're trying to get the goal we put on the top of the board, which is state champs. So, you know, like I said, those hard things need to be said, but I got to be the guy. Sometimes I got to be the bad guy, and I can't always be the good guy. But at the end of the day, we respect each other, and we want to work hard to get this goal together. So we just do it for each other.
Well, that's a big part of being a captain. You're right, and I like that line. Sometimes you got to be up front and honest with the guy, and they got to take it the right way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a personal thing. It's a somewhat of a professional thing that, hey, you know, you gotta listen sometimes to a veteran. And tell us a little bit about how many seniors you have on the team this year.
We have a lot of seniors. Last year we had five, but we think we have like 15 or 16 seniors this year, whether it be like guys that have always played or guys that have just come up and started the last 2 years, but I think it's like 16.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a size school that Clinton is. But so those, you got a lot of experience. You got Millington, who is the defending state champions. Yep. How much time have you? I'm sure. Well, it's Thursday already, so yeah. It's pretty much done your prep work. But tell us a little bit about what Milligan presents.
Oh yeah, they're the returning state champs, so it's a big threat, but it's nothing that we haven't seen before. And they have a couple kids that are pretty well coached and pretty good athletes. But you know, we're prepared and we know what they want to do. They try to do a lot of different formations that kind of throw you off and make you misaligned, but we're going to stay disciplined and we're going to play football the right way.
Well, they're from the Big Thumb Conference White Division. They had two losses this year. One to Cass City was an overtime game, 17-14. Cass City, they only finished with a 6-5 record, so that was kind of a surprise there. But Harbor Beach was a little bit more of a game, 41-7. That was a non-conference game. But the film, did you look at any film on those two games at all?
We don't have film on those two games, but we have the ones that they've given us, but not we haven't seen those films, no.
Okay.
Well, you've got the game, it'll be a Saturday game.
Yeah.
So a little bit different prep work this week. Do you pretty much stay? I don't want you to give away anything. I don't think anybody from Millington is probably listening. But are you tweaking many things? Are you pretty much saying, "Hey, this is what we do. This is what we're gonna. They've got to stop us. We're not changing the things that have been successful for us."
Right.
Or have you tweaked some things? There's some things you have to do. You think against Millington?
Week to week, it's kind of like. We know who we are. We know what defense we run, so that's like what we're doing. But week to week, depending on like their offense and their like formations, I feel like the only things we tweak are like some personnel changes, or you know, like a wrinkle here and there. But you know, we're gonna come up. We know the defense we want to run. That's who we are. So,
well, your schedule certainly has been outstanding this year. I mean, you played Monroe St. Mary's, who is always one of the better teams in the state. The league is. I mean, you got three teams that are still alive in the playoffs, so you've played a quality schedule. That obviously has to give you some confidence that you can play with anybody in the state.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we got to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back. We're talking with Bryce Randolph, football at Clinton High School. We'll be back with him in just a second.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Marty Nine with the Iatt Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iatt Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
Athlete of the Week program brought to you by Iatt Insurance. Welcome back in. Talking with Bryce Randolph from Clinton High School football. And we've been talking about the Millington game coming up this weekend. But I know you don't like to look past anything.
No.
But if you win this Saturday, you'll take on the winner of the Schoolcraft Hanover Horton game. And you'll go to the semifinals. Both of those are 9-2 teams. Coming in, any information on those two teams at all?
Yeah, we scrimmage Hanover in our preseason scrimmages as long as Whiteford, so we know a little bit about Hanover, but don't know much about Schoolcraft. But as you said, we don't want to look past anybody, so right now we're focused on Millington and getting the job done this week.
Well, it sounds like you got a great team over there at Clinton. Tell us about the chemistry between all the players. You guys got to be really close-knit.
Yeah, I feel like that's one thing that sets our team apart from others is the type of brotherhood we have. I mean, we have 15 or 16 seniors, and I've been playing with most of them since I was, like, peewee football days. And even some of the underclassmen, you know, that's my little brother's grade. So, like, all of his friends, you know, they're always over. So they're just the same, just treat them the same as anybody else, you know.
Well, Bryce, I know you're a senior. I know you're a heck of a wrestler as well.
Yep.
What any plans beyond high school to continue to play football or to wrestle?
I definitely have some opportunities in front of me. I have not decided what sport or what school, you know, like that time will come. But I definitely want to pursue one of those sports at the next level.
What other sports are you playing then?
Just wrestling.
Just wrestling. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, it's this senior year is probably going fast already,
yeah.
And you're gonna hate to see it end. But hopefully you can get the job done this weekend. Keep advancing and make a run to Ford Field.
Definitely.
Well, Bryce, we want to thank you for coming in all the way over from Clinton, and congratulations on being our Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iad Insurance Agency. Make it simple. And we have some parting gifts there for you, a certificate, cave towel, cave sticker there. Wear that with pride, and good luck in the game on Saturday.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Bryce Randolph from Clinton High School Football, going for a big win on Saturday at 1 o'clock, game you can hear on Q95.